There's so much misinformation out there. You overpronate and you might need a stability shoe. If anyone's ever told you running's bad for your knees, slap them.
No offense to all the runners out there, but you're all pretty challenged.
Physical bent. Post run beer is one of the best beers you'll ever have.
You never feel shit after a run.
You'll get fit, you'll get strong, you'll get healthy.
Running is fucking awesome. Hi Mike, I'm Dutch. I work as a massage therapist.
My name's Pat. I'm a running coach, physio. I'm an avid runner myself. We thought we'd call the podcast That's Running.
It's a weird time, hey. Like, every race is off for now.
For the foreseeable future.
For at least 3 months, if not 6 months. But man, I'm putting it out there. I reckon the rest of the year we're not going to have races.
I'm going to go with at least 6 months.
Yeah.
If that's the case, because a few races have been rescheduled, the back half of the year, the last 3 months, are going to be chockers.
Yeah. If you're in Sydney, everything's from September to November.
Yeah. The last three, like those 3 months, will be absolutely a week every other day, a race every other day.
Exactly. A whole year's worth of races in 3 months.
Yeah.
It's going to be hectic.
So try not to do them all if you're in Sydney. Because you will get hurt.
You're not going to PB all of them.
Yeah.
PB one or two.
No races.
It's a weird time. And even like park run is off.
Yeah.
You can't.
You can only run with one mate.
Yeah. You're not allowed to run in groups.
Yeah. More than two people, you're like, do you get a fine?
Yeah. You can't go to the gym. You can't swim.
Yeah. You can't go to the beach.
It's kind of fucked. So like all we can do is run right now.
Or ride.
So run and bike ride.
Yeah.
Like the two things that we can do. And strength work.
At home or by yourself outdoors.
Yep. That's life now. Like that's life for the next 6 months.
Potentially. Hopefully shorter, maybe longer, who knows?
Yeah.
It's a weird time.
Yeah.
It's like physically weird, mentally weird, goal setting weird. Mm-hmm. It's all kinds of weird.
Yeah.
Because if your races are off, you can't. Like you lose a lot of the social stuff.
Yeah.
Because races, running with mates, running in groups, all that goes.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you still running? Besides enjoyment and health and fitness and mental health and all the good things.
So the introverts are cheering.
Yeah, introverts are like, yes.
And we talked about...
That's me. Like,
we talked recently about the different types of runs.
Mm. Right.
So I think for a lot of people out there, it's still just game on as normal.
Yeah.
Some people who don't love races, people who don't love running in groups, it's like nothing changes for you. But for us, and for I know a lot of our listeners, things are massively different.
Yeah.
So I think some people are feeling it. Some people are kind of struggling with it, like feeling a bit lost, feeling a bit overwhelmed or even underwhelmed and just not sure what to do or where to go or how to spend
just
time.
No direction.
Yeah.
There's no... Like, if I can't run a race, I don't have anything to work towards. It's really hard to have that intrinsic motivation of, cool, why am I still running?
Yeah, and that's fine. The fact that if you feel that way, that's completely fine. And it's normal, quite normal.
I've gone through bits of that going, like, for us, even before that, races got cancelled because the bushfires.
Yeah.
So we couldn't do this, can't do this, and then the next thing you cancel, next thing you cancel, and you're just like, fuck.
So it's really, I think it's very prudent to sit back. And this is the cool thing that everyone can do. Because there are no races for 6 months, we can all sit back and just ask the question, why? Like, why do we run? Why do we do this? I know very few people, the real true deep answer to that question, why do you run? The very true answer will probably not be, to get PBs all the time.
No.
But I think a lot of the time, like if I really ask myself, why do I like to run? I'm like, oh, because it's fun and it's good for you. But if I go deeper, it truly allows me to like have this sense of freedom and to get out there and explore the world and enjoy life. And like really, if I go deep, like it's how I express myself through my own running. And none of that changes for right now. I can still go and do that.
Exactly. And I think letting go of, like the goals as we know it is really important.
Yeah.
Or time goals or marathon PBs or whatever, 5K PBs or whatever you're doing. I had a chat with Andrea this morning And that's sort of why we started talking about this, is also because Andrea was like, more races, I can't, what am I doing now?
What do I do?
And I asked her, why do you run? And initially it started off as, oh, I start running because of this.
Mm.
But that's not, like, the questions aren't, why do you start? It's like, why are you still running?
Yeah.
Like, 7 years later.
Yeah.
And it came down to Andrea's a runner that doesn't love running.
Yeah.
One of those people.
One of those ones.
And she was like, oh, I was listening to the other podcast. And she was like, I'm one of those ones that doesn't love it. But she really loves how she feels afterwards and how it makes her feel post-run and what it does to her.
She's a drug addict, basically.
Basically, yeah.
Those endorphins.
Yeah, and wants the endorphins. Like, hates the actual trip, but loves the endorphins at the end.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's why I run. That makes me feel good about myself and about what I do.
Mm.
And I think that's really important to reflect on.
Yeah.
To go on, to find out why behind your running.
100%. So, like, yeah, if the half marathon or race or park run or whatever it is, if that's the thing you were training for, if that's cancelled, it's so easy to fall into a slump. But then you just got to, like, really sit down, look yourself in the mirror or not, and say, why am I doing this sport in the first place? And you will find answers. And that's what you need to. And, you know, you can have that conversation with yourself during a run, and sometimes that'll be easy to find the answers.
And, like, the other thing is, if your race is cancelled, who's going to stop you from running a half marathon?
Yeah, you can do it.
Like, I'm not going to say, hey, sorry, but you're not allowed to run a half marathon on that same day.
Yep.
Go do it.
Yeah.
Like, find a route that works for you that potentially doesn't have too many road crossings.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit harder because there's no aid stations, no crowds, no other runners.
Yeah.
But fucking do it.
Yeah, just go underground.
You can still have the same goal for the same date. You just won't have the event.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more effort to create your own thing. And you need to think ahead with your nutrition and your drinks.
But it's cheaper because it doesn't cost you $100 to enter your own marathon.
And you don't get a medal. Well, you can still order your own medal online.
You get it.
Who cares? But that's the thing. You can still create your own goal event.
Exactly. And it's in times like this when basically the whole world's fucked, mental health has the potential to really take a hit as well.
Mm.
And we're definitely seeing that running has a huge role to play in keeping your mental health in check. When you're, you know, whether you're isolated or quarantined or working from home or just having less social interaction than you normally would, having that release from, like, being stuck inside is running. So it's really important to keep moving, to keep running, not to just stop what you're doing and give up. But on the flip side, it's then important to not just do too much.
Yeah.
Because this is where runners can be really dumb and be like, all right, well, the gym is shut, I can't swim, you know, I'm working from home, I'm just going to run every day.
Yeah. I'll run before work, in my lunch break, and after work.
Yeah. And I've noticed myself slipping into that a little. Mike has noticed himself slipping into that a little.
Absolutely.
Mike did like 3 runs yesterday.
I was running with people because I was coaching one-on-one because that's still allowed.
Yes.
One-on-one,
yeah.
I was like, cool, let's do this run. And then the next person I did the same run with, which was hill repeats. So that was 10 kilometers of hills within like 2 hours. And then my partner Lucy came home from work and was like, oh, let's do a hill session. I was like, okay, let's do a hill session. So that was like 3 runs into one day. I was like, okay, I need to be mindful with not doing too much. So the next day I jumped on my bike and went for a bike ride.
Yeah, cool. Still cross training and allowing yourself, your body to have some kind of recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's load management still applies. So some people are at risk of, you know, just doing nothing for a few weeks. I'd say more people are at risk of doing too much now.
Because you have more time.
And because running is so important for your mental health now, people will go to it more, go to running more.
Absolutely. So
just keep checking in with your body. Make sure if you feel any niggles, tightness, hot spots, that you address them straight away.
Yeah, and get in touch with us as well because we're here to help.
Yeah.
And if you have questions or you got a niggle, like Paddy is, as a physio, doing online consults now.
We are, yeah. So what this coronavirus has forced on us is to really reduce the amount of people we're seeing face to face so people can stay at home and social distance. So we're actually moving to treating people online, which works really quite well. I can still treat shoulders and backs online. I'm treating all of my runners online and it works really, really, really well. So if anyone around the world, really.
Yeah.
Here's this. We can work with people
anyway.
Because it's not face-to-face, I don't have to limit myself to Sydney, right? So I'm actually working with someone who lives in New York and someone who lives in Singapore at the moment.
Yeah, but that's the same thing for my programming.
Yep.
Because I've got Mel from Canada, I've got Richard from New Zealand, there's a fair few Australians I'm programming for.
Yeah.
And before that, I would see those people face-to-face, like one or two of them, I would see face-to-face.
Yeah.
And the rest would just all be online anyway.
Yeah. So for anyone who's listening around the world, or if you've got a mate around the world or someone who you feel like could use some help or advice, whether with its, a niggle or pain or something, then reach out to me because I can do online physio, or if it's kind of a bit of guidance and programming work or motivational stuff, then reach out to Mike because we can help with that.
Just probably the easiest way to get to us is either Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah.
Shoot us a DM, shoot us a message, and we'll get to you.
Yeah. But mainly Mike because he's unemployed.
I've been unemployed for about 2 weeks now.
Yeah, so Mike's feeling it.
Lost my primary source of income.
Yep.
As
a massage therapist, you can't...
Touching people is frowned upon these days.
You can't touch people, so therefore you can't work, so you're fucked.
Yeah. So that's... I've not been unemployed since I was 15, so I've worked at least one job since I was 15, generally more than one.
So now you're unemployed.
Now I'm so much time in the day.
Yeah.
That's why I've been running so much.
Yes, exactly.
And
so you're the danger person.
I'm the danger person because I've been stood down, which is totally fair,
yeah,
given the situation. But now I've got so much time on my hands and I can only clean the house so many times.
Yeah.
And the car and my bike
and
walk the dog. And then it's 10 a.m. and I've been up since 6:30. I'm like, cool, what do I do now?
Now what?
And it tends to be exercise I go to.
Yeah.
And because I can't go to the gym and I can't do the other stuff, I'm like, oh, let's go for that run or do that ride.
You'll get injured.
I'll get injured if I'm not really, really careful.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be really careful.
And
I only did two runs this morning.
Only two this morning?
Only two.
So you've cut down.
But it was at other people's pace, so I went slower than I normally would, so load management right there.
So you're doing it slowly as a coach.
Yeah.
Which makes it more tolerable, right?
And exactly.
I'm going to say this because Mike won't. But financially it is hard right now, because Mike is not Australian. He doesn't have access to any government benefits that I would get access to if I got unemployed.
Mm.
So, he's feeling the pinch. So if anyone, does need a hand, please reach out to Mike and,
help me help you.
Help Mike, because he's a good bloke. Otherwise he'll starve and there'll be no more podcast. So, so yeah, shoot us a message to anyone. Happy to help out however we can, and we'll meet you guys where you are and you meet us where we are. And happy days.
That's running and cross training and stuff, but still do some strength work even though you can't go to the gym.
Yes, everyone get strong, please. You can do body weight strength, you can do heavy strength.
You have stuff at home that has weight to it.
Yep.
You have books, you have a case of beer, you have a box of wine. All that stuff is weight.
And it all goes in a backpack. Everyone has a backpack.
Yep.
And there you go. You can put 10 kilos worth of stuff in there and there's your strength.
You can put a backpack with bottles of wine. Let's say 10 of those in a big backpack. It's 12 kilos.
Yeah.
And then a six pack of beer in each hand. that's another, let's say 6 kilos.
Yep.
There you go. 18 kilos. Squat and lunge and...
beer squats.
Yeah. Perfect. Or books if you're a non-drinker, or water bottles, or cans, whatever you have. It doesn't matter.
A bag full of Clif bars.
Oh,
but I think the big thing is I want everyone to, yes, be sad that your marathon got cancelled, but it's now an opportunity where no one has any pressure to perform for 6 months. So this is where you fix your niggles, you set a really good base now. So a really good aerobic base where you focus on not on speed work, intense stuff, focus on long, slow runs, get your aerobic base down now, do a fuckload of strength work so that when you have a race in 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 months, you're like, cool, I've got 3 or 4 months of strength and base work under me. Now I just need to add in some speed work and I'm good. That's a really unique position, which we never have, for everyone to get everything right and freaking fit right now.
We always have it. We just never take it.
We never take it because there's always a race coming.
There's always a race coming. We just love racing.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I'll do this and this and this and this. There's always the opportunity to go, I'm not going to race for the next 6 months and focus on this. We just don't.
But no one does it.
Yeah. Now we're forced. Great.
So for this, I see this as a huge opportunity to get your shit sorted. And I'm actually really excited.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
Like the other thing I've really noticed being out running, it's I just hit the surface in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's coronavirus. Because there's triple the amount of runners out there.
Yeah.
Like so many people I've never seen run. I'm just like out there running.
Exactly.
So if you have a mate or someone else, a parent, whoever, that has recently started running because that's the only thing you can do at the moment, give them this podcast.
Give them the podcast.
Just go listen to these guys.
Yeah.
Because these are probably people that need it the most.
Yeah.
Because these will be the people that don't know much about load management, haven't run in years, I've never run, and just have started.
Yeah.
And gone, oh yeah, I can 5K is a good first run.
Yeah.
When you've not run in 10 years.
Yeah.
Probably a bad idea.
And people who are equally quite fit, like they do go to the gym, they might do like regular boxing or something, or like regular HIIT sessions or circuit classes.
Or CrossFit or whatever.
Yeah, like generally quite fit people who probably have no dramas running 10Ks, but like their physical tissues, like tendons, ligaments, bones, joints, can't tolerate that because they're not used to it. But aerobically they can. They're the at-risk people.
Oh, they're the highest risk.
Because they're like, yeah, I'm fit. Cool, I'm just going to do 10Ks. They're the ones who will get sore and get injured. Yeah,
because 10Ks won't be an aerobic challenge for them.
Aerobically, fitness, they'll be fine.
They'll be like, oh, yeah, whatever, 10K.
Their Achilles and their knees and their feet will be like,
yeah,
what this?
The third run that week, they'll be like, oh, my God, everything hurts.
Yeah. So don't be dumb.
Yeah, that's baseline. And stay inside and don't go out in groups and stuff like that.
Don't go in groups.
I don't know how it is overseas, but here there's some big fines if you do.
Yeah, we get fined if we...
Like $1,000?
Something like that.
And if you organize it, it's $5,000.
You feel the organizer of a group session, you get, I think, a $5,000 fine.
Yeah.
Awesome. I can't keep up with the fines, but don't do it.
Avoid it.
Something that is completely off topic is, but still to do with running, is a film launch this Saturday.
Saturday.
So we all know that I, along with my mates, ran the UTMB last year, and I had a couple of really close friends, George and Bryony, film the lead up to it, and they were in France and they filmed the race too. So George and Bryony are really talented filmmakers, and they've actually made a feature length film about the lead up to the race and the race and what happened in it. It's just fucking nuts. Like, it's such a good film, and it gets released this Saturday.
Have you seen it yet?
I've seen a rough draft, but I haven't seen the finished copy.
Ah, okay, cool.
Haven't seen it. So if you're in Sydney, it's 7 p.m. this Saturday night. If you're around the rest of the world, I don't know what time, but it's getting released online. So they're releasing the link to the video at 7 p.m.
Is it free?
Yes, it's completely free. It's just a link you need to watch. So we know that no one has any plans Saturday night because isolation and COVID. So 7 p.m. Sydney time, it's getting released around the world. I don't know what time.
I think some East Coast states are going to be 5 a.m. or something.
In USA?
Yeah.
And
but
something like 11 a.m. in Britain.
So 7 p.m. Sydney time.
Yeah.
Go online and find what it is your local time.
So it's the way to find it is the people who are producing it, George and Bryony, their company is called Broaden. That is B-R-O-A-D-E-N, Broaden, like widen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find it all on Instagram. Just go to Broaden, or we're going to post it on Facebook too. There's a Facebook event that you can have a look at too.
And it's going to live all over our socials as well for the next couple of days.
Yeah, you'll see it. So please have a watch there. It's going to be wicked. You'll get to see me cry.
It's fun.
Yeah, so please get around that. It should be a really good watch.
Sweet.
Anything else to say?
No, not really. But if you guys have any questions or just want to reach out for a chat, even in regards to I don't know what to do, hit us up.
Yeah, Facebook or Instagram is definitely the easy ways.
If you're in Australia, happy to give you guys a buzz.
Yeah.
And just have a phone chat. Or if you're overseas, happy to do like an online.
Like via Zoom, we do like a video.
Video or just audio if you're in your pajamas and you're like, I've been on the couch for the last 3 weeks. and you haven't gotten dressed, that's fine. We'll just turn the video off. No judgment there.
No pants. Sick. All right, crew. Thanks for tuning in. Apologies. It's been a little bit of time between drinks because Mike hasn't been working with me, so we haven't been face-to-face. We haven't recorded.
And it's just been like also, should we record face-to-face? Should we not? Like, all of that stuff and everything happening with the coronavirus. We just had to just logistically think about stuff.
Yeah.
But we'll try to hit you up weekly again.
Yeah.
At least to like keep you sane.
Yeah. Keep listening to our voice. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll enjoy the film Saturday and we'll chat to you soon.
Cheers.